Nolte, Chicago Cross-Burning Hate Hoax Committed by Asian, Anti-Trump Leftist. By John Nolte on June 17, 2026. Last week, there was a cross-burning in Chicago's Grant Park, the same park where Barry Obama's ugly-ass library just opened. Terrible, right? A KKK-style cross-burning near the first black president's library opening is something all decent people condemn. And we should still condemn it, but only as yet another in a long line of hate hoaxes committed by leftists who are obviously frustrated by the lack of actual racism in America. Turns out this wasn't a white racist who lit that cross on fire. Nope, it was all a hoax perpetrated by a Trump-hating Asian college student named Merlin Liu. University of Illinois Chicago senior Merlin Liu said he knew the implications of a burning cross and had placed a MAGA hat atop the cross, explaining his motivation was to protest Trump administration injustice, not something racist, reports local media. The 21-year-old admits he did know about this historical relevance beforehand. Then he claims, "I didn't know the severity, how racially motivated it may seem from what I did." You're in college at the height of the woke era and you're claiming to not understand how visceral the sight of burning cross is? Please, son. The far-left cross-burner added that he was protesting what he calls MAGA Christian nationalist supporters and the Trump administration ruling class. When asked how he spent all those years in college and still failed to learn what a burning cross meant, Liu said, "I just saw the Wikipedia page with the movie with the, like, I think it's called like Under One Nation, or something like that. Nobody believes that. I also don't believe his claim that he put a MAGA hat at the top of the cross to make it clear he was protesting Trump. I think he put the hat there to frame Trump supporters, never expecting to get caught by cameras as he ran from the scene." Naturally, even though Democrats have been staging hate crimes for decades now, some on the left were eager to pin this on Trump and Whitey. I do think we're living in a time when we have a president that stokes this kind of thing and invites this type of stuff, said Gina Miranda Samuels of the Culture at the University of Chicago. People feel emboldened and are invited to see how far they can go. The same kind of people got the same white supremacist mentality as a cross-burning, said Frank Chapman, executive director of the National Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression. So, they figured, like, they got a license now. Sounds like Merlin Liu might make a perfect executive director of the SPLC. You know, if we could eliminate the Democrat Party's hate hoaxes and close down the demonic SPLC, that might put a permanent end to racism in America.